Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee.
It's Christmas week, and do we have some presents for you, right, Nate?
We do.
Tell the listeners what they won.
They won an episode that probably can't go on YouTube.
Oh.
And hopefully we'll be able to put it on the radio still. Keep that in mind. I do not have time to edit the heck out of this episode.
Okay.
So we're going to have to be
extra mind my careful. P's and Q's and D's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And A's.
And A's and
all
S's.
That stuff. Yep. Yeah. What's up? It's Good Morning Liberty. We talk life, liberty, and the pursuit of meaning every single day of the week. And we want to smash that subscribe, the follow button, all those good buttons that make it, your phone do things.
Do you want to make sure things. That you can hear all the episodes? You gotta be part of Fed Haters Club.
You have to.
They're getting it right now.
You could get a mug if you want. Look at that mug right there. You see that mug?
But
look at the mug.
Oh.
Look at that mug.
Oh, that's a mug.
It's
yeah,
an
right
actual
there.
Mug. Yeah. I wasn't just practicing.
Oh.
There's the... Yeah, I changed the way the logo is on the cup now, by the way, so...
Oh, so it doesn't look like this
so
anymore?
It doesn't look weird. No. It's too big and misplaced, so it's better now.
That's what
look
it used
that.
To look
good,
like.
Good Morning Liberty Fed Haters Club, right there on a mug. And
needs to come into focus a bit.
Well, we can't
there
change
we go.
The focus, but
okay.
It's focused to your face right now.
Oh.
So, you know, it's got to be up there by your face. Right?
That's how small it actually is. Actually,
it's
a nice-sized cup.
It's not bad. Yeah, it's a pretty big cup.
I'd say that's...
It's not bad.
I'd say that would hold some coffee.
You can only buy that...
Coffee.
You can only buy that if you're in the Fed Haters Club. You can buy it if you're not in the club, but it costs you $100 for the mug.
To pretend.
Yeah, but you have your own special promo code if you're in the Fed Haters Club to buy that mug and the t-shirts and other kinds of stuff like that. So, anyhow, go do that. Joingml.com. Not a ton of news over the weekend, I would say. There was a little bit, just slight news. I felt like I really have to I had to bend over backwards to figure out any kind of news that there was that happened over the weekend. I think this came out on Friday, actually, potentially, but it was after Dumb Bleep of the Week. And it's not like that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Or I really couldn't tell because it was blurred out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like that big of a deal because, you know, I don't care. The Senate is really a joke anyway, and they just steal money from people and give it to other people. And
yeah.
I don't find these buildings to be sacred or anything.
You're saying it was a good weekend.
It was good. There was good stuff happened.
Yeah.
There's going to be the joking fun part of this segment and then, like, the serious not fun part of the segment. But the fun... news that happened over the weekend was this gay tape.
Yep.
And it does, you know, what I'd say seriously is it doesn't really matter that it was sex. It matters that it was gay. No, wait, I think I said that wrong. I said that part wrong. That part shouldn't really be the biggest deal, I guess. But a leaked amateur pornography video showed a congressional staffer having relations with an unknown man in the Senate hearing room. The video obtained by the Daily Caller shows the alleged staffer can seen being on someone else's staff in a photo, naked on all fours, looking back at the camera on the table where senators often sit to ask questions during a hearing.
Ugh.
It appears to be unprotected. I don't know why that part...
An unprotected staff.
And yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want your staff to be protected at all times, and this one was not a protected member of the staff. A source identified the room to the Daily Caller as a Senate room, Hart 216, the Judiciary Room. The caller blurred out his face because his identity has not yet been confirmed. This is before they confirmed his identity, and the guy got fired and all of that stuff. So this was the original article that kind of leaked this out. So now we know, in fact, who incited the erection.
All right. Chuckie Schumer has been looking
for. There's so many good jokes that we can make about
this. Was it really the senator he works for?
No.
Okay, that's...
Well, actually, we don't know who...
Oh.
We don't know who...
Someone in the live group mentioned that. I'm like, I don't know if we know that or not.
Yeah, I don't think the... I don't think the identity of the pitcher has been identified yet. We just know who the catcher is, if you catch my saying there. We don't know that part yet. I don't want to have to edit this a lot for the radio and everything.
I haven't said anything.
Okay.
I haven't said anything that can't go on the radio yet.
So I heard about this because a friend texted us in a group message, and that's where I found out. I'd seen some people say something about a sex tape or whatever, and I was like, oh, God, who cares? Lauren Boebert out there giving HJs in the theater again. Like, who cares? Really? Which is about how I feel about this. I don't hold any special place in my heart for the Senate other than I kind of want it to burn down sometimes. Yeah. So
that must have been on that guy's bucket list for sure.
Yeah.
Worth getting fired. You have to imagine there has to be so many cameras in there, let alone shooting it yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, and to think, like, there has to be so many cameras in there. Like, what a ballsy move.
You would think that there is enough security. I just wanted, like, this is brave, honestly.
Courageous.
It's a courageous, brave thing to do, to go in there.
Vulnerable, I would have to say.
Did you say vulnerable?
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Sometimes V's sound like B's.
I got you. Okay. The courageousness to go in there on all fours, just as God made you.
Mm.
Okay.
And to look back at it.
Yeah. And to film it, like, in a room in the Senate where you would think someone could walk in, like, I don't know, a security guard, like, oh, let me check and make sure no insurrection in there. Okay. No insurrection in there. That's cool. But no, I guess it's just a thing you can do. So anyway, a friend sent us this story. And so I decided I was going to go look for the story, you know, cause I hadn't seen anything about it. And so over the weekend, I wanted to try and figure out what the heck was going on. And so I went to the Washington Post, Charlie, as you can see, nothing on the Washington Post front page or anywhere on the website about this at all. So I was like, okay, well, the New York Times is going to cover this. They care about tapes filmed in the Senate. Nothing from the New York Times anywhere on their website about
nothing
this.
Nothing about the desecration of democracy?
I did see that there's a sex scandal in Florida that has shaken the Moms for Liberty group, a right-wing advocacy group's influence is waning. Mm. So they did have a sex scandal on the front page, but it had to do with Moms for Liberty.
Oh.
Right there. I looked at CNN, and I couldn't see anything there. I did see this article, How Often Should You Poop? And so I was like, okay, this is a lead. This could lead us somewhere, but no, that's not it. So I did finally find, though, it was, as you scroll way down on CNN's page.
Under more top stories.
Yeah, more top stories. Way down here, right underneath Dr. Gupta sharing how ketamine led to the death of Matthew Perry, you get the Senate aide out of a job after a purported sex tape apparently filmed in the Senate hearing room.
Hmm.
Those things are all confirmed, by the way.
Right below that stretch of highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has a deadly reputation.
Mm.
And so then there's a news quiz down there at the bottom after that that you could take. An interesting thing when you click on this story and read about it, this is before I actually found much about it, saying that he's out of a job after the publication of a video appearing to show two men having sex in the Senate hearing room. Police are looking into the video, although not too hard.
Yeah, God.
CNN has...
I would hate that job.
Imagine doing the lineup on trying to find the guy with the camera, like, you know, let's see your, in a statement, the person whose name is Aiden Maisie Chirupsky said, this has been a difficult time. This is the guy who got fired after taking it for the team in the Senate room.
Mm.
A depiction that all of us have felt at one point in time. coming from the Senate, but he says, this has been a difficult time for me as I've been attacked for who I love to pursue a political agenda. While some of my actions in the past have shown poor judgment, I love my job and would never disrespect my workplace.
Yeah.
This guy's looking at legal options in this matter because he's being attacked for being gay.
Uh-huh.
This is anti-gay bigotry.
It's a hate crime.
Homophobia that's happening right now. But he, you know, he says he would never disrespect his workplace.
Oh, God. I can't even look at this. God. Ugh.
Imagine having the audacity after like the video's out. Like, dude, we know we can see you. We can see you.
I would never disrespect my workplace.
No, you know, there's no AI generated video or anything like that. Okay. And coming out and saying, oh, I would never disrespect my workplace. I'm pursuing legal options to go after people. Like, and then you still got this. Let's get away from this video.
God. God, I can't believe you pulled this stuff in here. Oh.
I told you, I don't know if I'm going to put this on YouTube or not. I'm not sure
how
it's
going to
go.
Change it, next.
Oh, I don't think you want me to.
God, people put their hands there, you know? I just let you know there's nowhere safe.
You're never going
to... I might have to carry hand sanitizer with me everywhere I go now.
Is this area going to be, like, roped off? Like, or maybe, like, a police line or something around the chair? But what are you going to do?
If this isn't disrespecting workplace, I don't know what is. I see people dropping out of the chat.
You can't stay on this too long.
That's the good thing on the radio, you can't see anything.
No.
Yeah, because this would definitely not be allowed on the radio.
This guy has an ass made for radio, let me tell you that. Anyhow,
good donkey. Yeah, it's a nice donkey.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. Ex-Senate staffer in alleged sex tape snafu may have exposed himself to legal trouble. Nice. I like that. Good job. The New York Post. So he could potentially be in some legal trouble. He's no longer employed by the U.S. Senate. We know that. Got no comment on the personal matter, said Senator Cardin from Maryland. Cardin was named the temporary replacement for Dianne Feinstein. Her slot on the Senate Judiciary Committee earlier this year, which may have been how the staffer had access to the Senate Judiciary.
Or who was he with?
I don't
have access.
We still don't know.
Yeah.
Still not sure.
Because the guy he was with definitely had access.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they came in the back door.
I was just reading. I didn't think of that one. That's good. That's good. They did use the back door to get in.
They came through the back door, Nate.
This is just such a perfect environment for so many great puns.
You can say that on the radio. People have,
all kinds of people have back doors. I bet everyone does.
Everyone.
Except for Kim Jong-un. You know, he's the only one, apparently. The question may be whether this was... access under legal authority for a staffer, so we might not have had authority.
I love that reality is better than like any TV you could ever make up, you know?
The legal scholar also opined on whether charges could be brought under 18 U.S.C. 641, which involves the improper of public property, maybe improper use or something, I would assume. The Capitol Police could argue
improper
that
form, maybe.
Constitutes...
It doesn't specify, it just says improper.
This could constitute using government property for personal purposes. Are you sure? I don't really know. If anything is worthy of pulling a fire alarm over, let me tell you what. The key factor is the fact that this videotape was made with the apparent intent to publish or show others, because that's where they found it. It was on like a public, I don't think it was public, maybe like a private thing. I'm not sure.
Private Discord.
Someone's
maybe.
Private. Sex in congressional offices by both members and staff have long been known to occur on Capitol Hill, yet this was a public hearing room, albeit closed at the time, and a tape made for what appears to be public viewing. So we'll see how this one shakes out. I'm not really sure. They might really come down on him for this one.
Just after Biden announced that they were going to bring back decency.
I did see all that.
Yeah.
And
didn't some trans woman like expose her, his or her breasts?
Yeah, that's been all the stuff that's been going around, you know, going to bring back decency, and it's all the breasts exposed on, what was it, maybe the
White House LGBTQ party or something.
Yeah, some kind of pride celebration, maybe, something like that. Whatever. You know, I can't figure out if people who are criticizing this, if they actually take the institution so seriously that they're like actually offended by this, or if
Osama bin Laden's upset about this.
Oh, he's very upset.
Yeah, he's so upset about Clinton getting the BJ.
This could actually be incitement if there's a terrorist attack pretty soon.
Probably,
I think people.
You don't think Osama bin Laden Jr. is paying attention?
Oh yeah, they definitely are.
Yeah,
this is.
You thought Clinton getting the BJ in the Oval Office was bad?
Yeah.
You're mixing Gatum into it. They're definitely against that. Now, I know all you lefties that support Hamas and Palestine don't understand that. But those folks, not only do they hate sex in government buildings, if you make it gay,
oh yeah,
they're really against that.
My God, can you imagine if something like this happened in a Middle Eastern country, like in there? Parliament or castle or whatever this
thing is. They'd be beheaded.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be dead already. I mean, America is such a terrible place.
That is right, Costco. On the White House lawn, his were out.
Okay. Yeah. So it was fine. That was fine.
I guess, I mean, if you get implants, can you take your shirt off in public?
It actually would be kind of a funny show of defiance against the trans rhetoric to not censor it if it's a guy who got breasts added on.
Yeah.
And not censor it like any other guy who had a shirt off.
Right. Well, I think there was a guy right next to that guy who had a shirt off.
Yeah.
I think.
Anyhow.
So.
That's neither here nor there.
And his were just as big.
So the.
Can I say that on the radio?
I don't think so.
Oh, breasts.
Yeah. Breasts.
Okay.
We're going to have to use like scientific definitions right now.
Okay.
It's only science. Mm-hmm. Only science right now. Okay. The way everyone's talking about this, of course, the right.
Can you change this too? Because what is this? Is Instagram or something? What is happening? What's wrong on the screen?
What's wrong with this? At least he has a thong on. Come on. Good form holding up that bottle of whatever it is on his back. There's a nice picture of the fella right there.
Mm-hmm.
There is a man. I wanted to show. I thought I had this. Nope, I don't have it in here. Man, let me pull this up real quick. Someone also pulled up the guy's Venmo transactions, and I thought that was a good opportunity for us to talk about our history when it comes to putting things in the memo lines of Venmo transactions. Because I don't know about you, Charlie, but I have a history of putting ridiculous things.
Oh yeah,
on my Venmo or whatever it is on my memo lines for checks. I've always done that kind of stuff. But they. You know, I did want to kind of push back against this one because, okay, there's, I think, a really big part of this that's got the right so uproared right now is the fact is the gas. I think that that's what's going on, and that kind of provides a lot of ammo for people to talk about this, of course. It adds an extra level of, I guess, fun to the conversation. Would it be entirely the same if it was some hot chick getting railed in the Senate? I don't think so. I'm not sure if we can put that on the radio or not. Gosh, dang it. Radio. Right? This is a tough radio show to do right now. We got a radio show we do every Tuesday night on the Free Talk Live Network where we go under the name Liberty at Night. And so that's why you hear us call ourselves Liberty at Night sometimes.
It's a tough job to adhere to the FCC's regulations.
It's difficult.
Because the FCC won't let me be or let Nate be.
So it's the right is very
or let Nate be me.
The right is very upset about this, and the left clearly not upset. The story is that Republicans are upset. If you're watching the left was very upset about Lauren Boebert fondling her boyfriend in a theater one time.
In a theater?
In a theater, yeah, they were watching some kind of play or musical or whatever. Yeah. Beetlejuice is what they were watching in a theater, and she was. Touching in ways that might not be best for public, although, yeah. Of course,
she was the middle thigh.
We've all done it before.
It was the middle thigh.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. She was practicing skiing.
Yeah.
She's a big skier, you know, being but out there.
Just from the one Colorado. Hand.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. You lose a whatever this is over there. And you
lose one pole, you grab
Yeah, you just go the other, and you got to go extra hard with that one. And so it's, you know, it's just good to practice
skiing.
Safety. You never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of partisan stuff going on with this whole story.
Next up, Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, God, please no. Here's some of the Venmo transactions. Maybe we won't say them, but they were kind of funny with a lot of words that we can't say. Like, okay, sexual favors was one of them. Strip dancers was one of them. Pineapple-shaped adult toy was one of them.
Yep.
And this is... I get it. This is funny, but if my transactions became public domain, they would basically say the same thing overall. I don't know about you, Charlie, but
I think
I've always put ridiculous things on there.
Oh, absolutely.
So this to me doesn't really mean much, and I've seen the screenshot going around, and it was inside some of the articles that I looked at too. Like, oh, we should have seen this coming. You know, look at this guy's Venmo. No, that doesn't mean anything.
Definitely should have seen it coming. You're right about that.
No, we all already did, I think.
Yeah.
I
think we can say phallic symbol. That's scientific.
Could probably say that.
The pineapple-shaped phallic tool.
Sure, we'll find out.
Phallic tool.
We'll find out if it
gets
flagged by any of the program directors.
Okay.
We'll find that out. Are you looking at the FCC's rules right now?
Okay.
Inexperienced as far as the radio thing goes. We've done like 20 of them so far. So anyhow, there's another clip going around of Senator Ben Cardin talking on the Senate floor about January 6th and, of course, the sacred space that is the Capitol building. And this is being used, of course, to say, oh, well, these Democrats, they don't actually look at this as a sacred space. And the truth is they don't. They don't. This is all politics. When people are up there talking about the sacred space of the Capitol, it's just to win political points. It's just to put down their opponents. That's all it is. But this is also not some big sign that this Ben Cardin guy said this while knowing that his staffers were having sexual relations on top of the Senate hearing table. Also, I don't think that that's something that he was asking them to do or okay with everyone doing. So, you know, just got to calm down some of the rhetoric on this and talk about this for what it is. It's a real life depiction of the American people every time the Senate decides to do something. And that's exactly what this is. This is perfect, made for meme type programming right here. All you got to do is put American people in text on the guy's back and you can put that up to whatever, taxation or regulations or money printing or whatever. And here's a picture of this guy's back, says American people on there. And that's what we're getting all the time. Although we don't want it. And I think this seems to be, I think he was asking for it, like specifically. More to come on Liberty Unite, Free Talk Live Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News update. Hunter Biden will be arraigned in January on tax charges. The president's son is expected to make his first appearance in a Los Angeles court on the 9 tax-related charges. That is set for January 11th. The governor of Texas is facing criticism from the White House for signing a bill that criminalizes illegal immigration at the state level.
Look, this is an extreme law that will not and does not make the communities in Texas safer. It just doesn't.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre said the Justice Department is in the process of deciding whether to file a lawsuit against Texas. The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to pre-pandemic levels. Nearly 90% of the nation's growth occurred in the southern region. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Liberty Unite on the Free Talk Live Network with Nate and Chuck. We've been talking about this thing that happened in the Senate.
I think we're in trouble, by the way.
Are we in trouble?
Yeah.
What we do?
Yeah, I don't think any of this can go on the radio.
Like none of it?
Well, so what are the FCC rules around obscenities? There is no specific list of banned words put out by the FCC. Their official policy states that obscene content does not have protection by the First Amendment. For content to be ruled obscene, it must meet a 3-pronged test established by the Supreme Court, so it must appeal to an average person's prurient interest, depict or describe sexual conduct in a patently offensive way, and taken as a whole, lack serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. Well, this does not lack any political value.
This is a political story.
This is, yeah.
This is a news item that
indecent content portrays sexual or excretory organs or activities in a way that is patently offensive but does not meet the 3-pronged test for obscenity. And then profane content is grossly offensive language that is considered a public nuisance. Or nuisance. Nuisance, however you want to say it. This is very serious political value.
That's absolutely serious. I'm offended by this, and that's why we're talking
about it. That's why we're talking about it.
Okay, this is a desecration of the American dream. Right here.
You see what happens when they remove the Ten Commandments?
There you go. Turn it just straight up right wing now.
This is what happens when you remove God.
They remove God from schools and from the Capitol.
This is Joe Biden's America.
Yeah.
Right here. Okay. Okay. Anyhow, that's that story, and we're sticking to it, and we just stuck it to you, whether you liked it or not. So here we go. Let's get to the next. You got anything else important? Just to minimize the editing, we'll have to move on to another thing to talk about that happened over the weekend.
Let's finish this thing.
Well, it's basically, it was finished from what I can tell. And, yeah, I don't have anything else to say on it other than I don't want people to. And so I see so many people talking about this, like, oh, this is what blah, 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 the left and the Democrats and the whatever. I'm like, come on, guys. It's sex in the Senate hearing room. It's probably happened 1,000 times. At least this one was consensual. They're only making a big deal about it because the right's only making a big deal about it. One, because it was Democrat staffer, and two, because of gay. And that's it. And if it were opposite, if it were some people on the right having straight relations or whatever, they'd be trying to avoid the story, wouldn't be talking about the sacred chambers of the Senate or anything like that.
And look, the books prove that Congress has shelled out millions of dollars.
Big D Democrat.
That Congress has shelled out millions of dollars to people they've sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing.
So, yeah, this happens.
And I think we all deserve a chunk of the money because, once again, this is just a visual representation of the American people every time this group of Senate members gets together and does anything.
Yeah.
So that's the people.
Honestly, this is art, if you think about it. This guy is just portraying in an artistic way.
Exactly. I think it was a protest.
I think so, too.
And you've got the right to protest. This is protected by the First Amendment,
yeah,
folks. This is a First Amendment case if I've ever seen one. I do think there will be a Senate probe into this, and maybe they launched their own probe.
Yeah.
In fact.
Probably. Ah, what a sticky situation.
Oh, gosh.
So, probably need to make a law about back doors.
I know. So
people can't get in there.
People walked up.
Yeah.
Let's keep that protected. So, okay. Now we'll talk about something else for a moment.
Can you believe this whole thing used to be against the law?
Just straight up. Still is in some places.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a hard shift to another topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. That has absolutely nothing to do with this. And I mean, it actually is unrelated. I'm just trying to preface that this
is how unrelated it is.
This is coming in hard.
Okay.
Yep. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We're coming up on the holiday season, and honestly, I used to dread this part of the year. Seriously, did. It can be so stressful trying to find gifts, coordinate schedules. You guys ever try to schedule with your family during the holidays? Plus, to me, it's always marked the passing of yet another year. And when I say that out loud, I can't believe that I used to look at that as a bad thing, the passing of another year. Not everyone gets that. But adding something new and positive can counteract some of those feelings. Therapy can be a bright spot amid all the stress, just like it was for me when I tried it. That's right. Doing therapy worked for me, and it can work for you, too. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GML today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GML. This is a video from over the weekend, a bunch of libertarians passing around making fun of it.
Tucker Carlson hooked up with Glenn Greenwald.
Tucker.
They're dating now.
Maybe he's the guy that was holding the camera. I'm not sure. Tucker Carlson was on System Update with Glenn Greenwald, and Carlson is almost like an economic socialist or basically fascist or whatever. Listen, he's not a free market economics guy at all. He does great interviewing people. He's pretty good on free speech. You know,
he's good on some other things.
He's got a way of talking about stuff for sure, but
he thinks that Congress should stop electric vehicles because 10 million men are truck drivers, and we should stop innovation so that 10 million people don't lose their jobs.
Yeah, and so it's a good thing he wasn't around in the early 1900s or any other time there was a technological innovation, because he would have been out there preaching that we shouldn't make this innovation because people are going to lose their jobs. But this, he's critiquing, here's what's wrong in America.
Even though he's using innovation to launch his Tucker Carlson network.
No, people have a, people are having a tough time in this economy, Charlie, and the rich are getting richer, and these big corporations, you know, they're taking over everything. And Tucker Carlson...
People are just getting bent over.
Yeah, they are. Hard.
Yeah.
And he has finally fingered the problem. Okay? And he has pinpointed that it's our libertarian economics that is the issue that we have right now in America. So this really is a dumb bleep, but since it happened over the weekend and I saw a bunch of people talking about it, I thought, hey, it's a good opportunity to talk about this right quick. So let's get over to this video. Maybe I'll skip ahead just a little bit once he gets going.
Here's but it also kind of transformed economic policy. He frequently kind of denounced the classic sort of Reaganomics, this idea that, oh, we should all cheer for the richest people in our society to get richer because a rising tide lifts all boats, and everybody watches Raytheon and Boeing and BlackRock and Amazon get richer and richer and richer.
Can you stop it right
there?
Boats are- okay. This is kind of a farce, but at the same time, if you think about it, have we not all gotten richer?
We have, yeah.
Like, insanely richer.
We have all gotten richer.
The poorest person in America today is way richer than arguably the richest man ever in history to live, which was Rockefeller.
Doesn't matter.
Who could probably amount to a trillionaire if you look at his actual wealth and all the stuff that he owned.
Yeah, but he couldn't stop his kid from dying from an infection.
Exactly.
You know?
I need to look it up, but I'm pretty sure he had several or a few kids die because of like basic medical things that we have now.
Yeah.
That even the poorest kid in America gets.
You know how stocked his refrigerator was? It wasn't stocked. There weren't refrigerators.
There weren't refrigerators.
No, it wasn't. That's the thing. So, yeah, he was really rich, but all of us have gotten better throughout this time. Are you looking up to see how many kids died?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's listen to a little bit more of this.
Aren't rising.
I'm just tired of hearing that argument because, like, we are all richer.
Yeah.
Like, but way richer.
If you just point out certain people that got richer and maybe they got richer faster than other people, then you can hit someone's emotional buttons and you can tell them quietly that this isn't their fault. It's someone else's fault and that they don't need to change anything that they're doing. That it's actually the entire system is screwed up, and the system is screwed up. I don't think it's because of libertarianism, but the system is screwed up. And some people do get rich when they shouldn't. And that's because the government takes your money and gives it to other people through force. And they print money, and that goes to people at the top first. And so, yeah, it's screwed up, for sure. But I wouldn't blame libertarianism for this.
And it really led a lot of people who have been capitalists their whole lives to at least start questioning, not capitalism as a theory, but capitalism, how it manifests in American society. What is your view about sort of where the populist right is, the Trump movement is, when it comes to these core questions of economic theory and economic populism?
I think a lot of people have awakened to the now demonstrable fact that libertarian economics was a scam perpetrated by the beneficiaries of the economic system that they were defending. So they created this whole intellectual framework to justify the private equity culture that's hollowed out the country. That's my personal view, and I've seen it up close my whole life, so I think it's a fair assessment. I think a smarter way to assess an economic system is by its results. So you can assign whatever name you want to the economic system of the United States. You could call it market capitalism. You could call it, you could call it a whole host of different things. But I don't think any of that's useful. Those are boring conversations. I think you need to ask, does this economic system produce a lot of dollar stores? And if it does, it's not a system that you want because it degrades people and it makes their lives worse and it increases exponentially the amount of ugliness in your society. And anything that increases ugliness is evil. And it's just kind of, let's just start there. So if it's such a good system, why do we have all these dollar stores?
What?
He wants to measure an economic system by whether or not it produces more dollar stores.
What's wrong with dollar stores?
I
got to tell you, I mean,
there's this big,
I go down to my local Dollar General every now and then, and ain't nothing wrong with that place.
I got one.
They got quality goods there.
Closest store to my house is a Dollar General. And I go there sometimes with a bulletproof vest on, strapped to the, just ready to go. And I pick up the jar of mayonnaise or whatever I was missing.
They got Dukes there. They got Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand, you know.
They even got Smithfield sausage there, which is like the best. If you want to get like pre-made sausage patties and heat them up in the morning, absolute best China sausage you can find.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I don't understand all the hatred for dollar stores. The idea is that there's a lot of poor communities and they've got a dollar. Like you drive into the city and the first thing you see is a dollar store, like on the way in. And somehow.
Actually, the first thing you see in almost every city is a dollar store.
Yeah.
Because they have like thousands of them.
So many.
Everywhere.
So many dollar stores.
Yeah.
Like more than Walmart or whatever else.
And honestly, I don't know if you notice this or not, but when you go into a dollar store, some of the things are more expensive.
They are.
And if you go to like Walmart or...
And that's one of the reasons that
or Target
a lot
even.
Of people don't like them because they're not actually... Like some of the things might be cheaper, but they'd be smaller quantities. You're paying more per ounce or whatever
right.
for everything there. And so that's one of the reasons people don't like them. They'll say that it hurts poor communities because they don't carry fresh food. And so poor communities aren't able to have... You know how you see whether or not they want that food? Someone needs to start a grocery store. In that area.
A fresh market.
Something with a produce market there. And if people decide to go there instead of going to the dollar store, then that's what those people wanted. And if they don't do that, then that's not what the people wanted. And it's a pretty easy way to check and see. Listen, I think a lot of people who come from these uppity neighborhoods, big cities, stuff like that, who have never had to live in actual rural America, where you got a town of 200 people, and there's not enough people there to maybe support a full grocery store, or there's not someone there who wants to own a grocery store or something like that. And it can be a blessing when a big company wants to come in and start a dollar store there, because you're acting like the alternative is this amazing fresh fruit market that was just going to exist magically in this area if there wouldn't have been a dollar store there.
In the perfect system, Nate. I mean, that's...
Yeah. But that's not the case. They open up in a lot of places where no one else will open up. I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
Okay?
And, of course, we miss the most important fact, which is, like, we don't have a libertarian economy whatsoever. This is not... I mean, let's just take it back to the very beginning. The economic system that our founders set up, what is so far gone... In fact, you can measure it in dollars. It's 99% gone.
The founders,
because 99%
really,
of the value of the dollar is gone.
The founders, I know what you're saying, but just to clarify it more, the founders didn't really set up an economic system. They set out to not have a government that impeded people trading freely with one another. And like, so the natural economic system was just free trade amongst people. And being able to create value and trade for value. And they set out to not have a government that was going to stop people from doing that. And so, yeah, we had a pretty good free market system there for a bit.
Kind of.
There's tariffs, there's stuff.
I meant like, so the Articles of Confederation, the reason why we had the Constitution was because states were making their own money and like they wanted a unified, you know.
There you go. T-Dub said states have their own currencies.
Right. That was Articles of Confederation. Mm-hmm. But then they switched that, obviously, because... I mean, Hamilton being one of the big government guys and some other folks. I mean, it would be kind of difficult to have, although they do it in Europe mostly, I guess. And although they've switched,
a lot of countries have switched
to the euro.
Yeah.
But coining money can be difficult when people don't agree on the value, let's say. But it is just a means for exchange. However, so they did have some play, I would say, in setting up an economic system. But
We
are so far removed from that. And I'm not even saying what the founders did was libertarian, right? Because I would classify a libertarian economy that would mostly resemble an Austrian economic school of thought.
Like, how about they just don't do anything?
Right.
And then people decide, that'd be like anarcho-capitalism, you know?
Yeah.
That they don't come in and do anything. They could coin money, but it doesn't have to be like the only money that people are using, you know? Maybe they wouldn't seize everyone's gold. Or, you know, destroy that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, no, not libertarian whatsoever. He goes on to say that the libertarian economic system was created its own moral frame. It was perpetrated on us by the people that would benefit from it, like these private equity people. And that's what it is. No, those people can benefit from people putting their money into private equity firms and investing in businesses, or the government taking other people's money forcefully and putting it into some of these firms and propping them up at the same time and bailing them out if something goes poorly for them. That's not libertarian. Okay. And then he says that they created a whole moral framework with these people that would come out and talk about the virtues of the free market system. And like they create what they created, Hayek and Mises and Rothbard and Rand and Friedman and all that. And this is just all some big conspiracy by big private equity back in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
To create this system that sounded like it was moral, like, oh, we're going to tell people it's good to let people trade freely with one another, but really, we're just trying to make a ton of money. That's all it is. There's right. actually no morality behind this at all.
Yeah.
You know, he sounds like Alex Jones right now. Maybe he's been hanging out with him too long.
So you're saying people can be free to make their own choices. That's
a
moral.
That's because, a lie.
Because by people making their own choices, you can then exploit them
because mm-hmm.
they're free to make their own choices. What?
I'm not sure. So you create this system.
This
where
is the problem with personalities too.
I know.
If people follow certain people, like, oh, I love Tucker. Man can do no wrong. Fox News did him dirty. I'm gonna follow him everywhere, and he says stupid like this. And then, of course, like, if you're not up to speed on economics, which most people aren't, because it's boring as hell. I get it. You're gonna listen to this and be like, oh yeah, yeah. Great analogy. You know, I noticed I'm having a hard time at the local factory making a living wage, and my family shops at the Dollar General, and Tucker's probably right. We need to analyze our economy and make sure we have fewer dollar stores so everybody lives a better life.
The whole railing against dollar stores thing, once again, is just really weird to me. And to me, it comes from people who have never had to actually live in a really small town where, like, I come from a town where, here's the deal. If my dad didn't want to have a grocery store, the town just wasn't going to have a grocery store. And that was it. And if he decides not to, which he did eventually, what do they got? They had a dollar store for a little bit, but you know what? My dad actually put them out of business because the people did decide that they wanted to go to that grocery store, but not every town has my dad. Okay. And so sometimes you got a dollar store and that's all you got. And they're all over the place. And they've done kind of a correlation is causation thing. Well, they look at the dollar store and they say, well, look, there's a dollar store and it's a poor community.
But what
therefore, this is a dollar store is making people poor.
What happened? Why does that town no longer have a grocery store?
Why? Because of Illinois' regulations and minimum wage increases and taxes.
It was no longer yeah. profitable.
There's other reasons, you know.
So Illinois helped out that town.
They did.
Big time by mm-hmm. getting rid of their grocery store now.
Big time. Yeah, they're doing so much better now. Everyone's happier there. They're not depressed. Everyone's got everything they need because of something. Yeah. I'm not really sure what it is that they did. So what you were saying earlier is people can listen to this. They can listen to a personality like Tucker Carlson and say, yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, there is something wrong here. And they can be like, oh, yeah, this system is rigged. This system really does benefit people at the top more so than it should. And then you could hear him say, well, that's because of libertarian economic lies. I'm like, what the absolute are you talking about, yeah. dude? There's no libertarianism happening here where you have a market where you're able to create things, but then the government takes a whole bunch of it and then they just give it to other people who donate to people's campaigns or because they want to stimulate the certain area because of the color of the people who live in that town or whatever it is. Like, that's not a libertarian economy happening where they print money and they give it to people at the top first and then they get the full value of the money. And as that finally makes it down into the economy, people's value's been devalued by 40% when they finally get the money and prices have gone up. And it's just, that's not to say that that's libertarian economics. He's either lying or he's just an idiot. Like, those are the only two options that are available right now. He's either lying or he's an idiot.
Ignorant.
And I don't know which one it is.
Ignorant.
Or ignorant.
It could be both.
He's not. I trust that he has spent a lot of time reading and looking into these things and talking to people and investigating some things. And, like, I wouldn't call him ignorant. He's seen a lot of how the sausage is made out there, okay? Mm. And so I don't think he's ignorant. I think he's just an idiot, or he's led too much by his emotions, and so he's mad at whatever big company it is that he thinks is screwing people over, and that must be libertarianism because these people are able to operate in the market, so that's libertarianism.
Well, and here's a couple other things. Tell me a system where, what system exists where the rich don't get richer? Here's the thing, like when you make it somewhere, like when you climb up the ladder, let's say, like you get more opportunities. Like LeBron James gets more offers to do commercials than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
Libertarianism.
It's, I mean, like, maybe it's because, like, he has a large following.
Maybe because he would do a better job selling the products that those people want to sell.
So he's got way more opportunity.
Just like some businesses would do a better job growing your money and your investment and your retirement portfolio than other people would do.
Yes.
And they're just better at investing money and creating things. Magoo said there's a lot of libertarians out there saying stupid things, and he could be citing that. That's also another thing. He's mentioned Cato a few times in some of his other interviews. I think he's also mentioned people like Peter Thiel before, who's called a libertarian quite a bit. And these are people who specifically are out there gaming the system, arguing for free market economics while also arguing for the theft of other people's money to go to them at the same time. Yeah, and so he could just be looking specifically at those people.
They're gaming the system that isn't libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, but even let's say you had completely free market economics. Like, let's say we had the libertarian utopia, for instance. Let's say that we lived in that world, there would still be people at the top,
mm-hmm,
who would be making most of the money.
There'd still be a top 1%. There'd be a bottom 10%. That would happen.
It's almost like a law of life.
What matters is that you get there freely by creating valuable things for people, by bringing more value to other people's lives in the way that it would be in a libertarian economy, or did you get there because you were friends with the right people and you got access to other people's money before other people did because of your friends and contacts and all the leverage?
And were you smart enough to know what to do with it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because some people get that access and they squander it.
Yeah, then they get bailed out afterwards, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, until it runs out. That's why most generational wealth is gone by the third generation.
Yep.
Most of it. There are very few families.
Almost all of it.
There are very few families who continue on the wealth forever. Most of them are actually royal.
Government.
Government. Exactly.
We'll be right back with more on Liberty at Night on the Free Talk Live Network.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.